I want to gamble.
I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again. Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man! Sure you don't want to save a few bucks for the buffet?
Welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet Podcast, part of the DWZ Fantasy Sports Network. And here are your hosts, Memphis at DWZ Memphis, and Dr. Kyle at DWZ underscore Dr. PT. And now, to the Fabulous Big Bets.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were going to bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
You got lucky there.
Yep, it was luck.
So, that's it then. Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
Hey, what's going on, Patreons? Man, that big bet has been working out well for me. Being able to hit up Dr. Kyle and his DMs. We're on a synchronized schedule. It's crazy. Every time I'm about to message him, he's about to message me. But being able to bounce those ideas off of him and then being able to reach out to Memphis. Typically, I just do it directly to the team personally instead of a DM. But, man, I've grown in, 5 weeks of doing the sports betting. And the big bets helped. I'm able to formulate my own opinions. I do like some of the ones that they have. But listening to them and reading some of the lines and doing my own little research, I'm starting to kind of understand the ins and outs, sports betting. And it's going real well. Last week, I went 5-2 on my bets. I hit a couple big parlays. One of the ones was Miami that I talked about with Dr. Kyle as soon as the opening lines came in. So big bets where it's at. Patreon, you guys are great. Appreciate everything.
You, Tom Brady, you fat bitch. I hope you cry. I do cry, too.
Jared Goff throws a football like he's got a in his pants.
Todd Gurley is a snowflake loser bitch. Good Lord.
Jarvis Landry has a 3-inch penis, confirmed by multiple reports.
T.Y. Hilton is a he just me over in fantasy. Him. You know you don't have to draft me, right?
What's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet. I am your host, Memphis, and this is a division of the DWZ Football Network. And on today's show, we're going to be reviewing the divisional round of the NFL playoffs and then looking ahead to the AFC and NFC championship games, as well as the People's Propcast. We'll get into all that in just a second. But first, I have to bring in the dirtiest player in the game today. You know him as Dr. Kyle, and Dr. Kyle is going to hit us with his own intro music. Normally, I would give him some intro music, but he has his own intro music. What do you got for me, Dr. Kyle?
Well, Memphis, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
I know that one. That's Loser. That's Loser by Beck. Yeah. That's so fitting for you lately. It's a great tune for you.
I figure if I can't win a buck, then I should at least show off a talent.
Hey, you know, not only are you a medical professional, you can play the guitar. I don't know why you still play. You're a married man, beautiful wife, Mrs. Dr. Kyle. But hey, you got to have a hobby, and sports betting may not be it. But I'm going to give you a minute to hang that beautiful guitar back up on the wall. And I'll take just a minute to let these people know that the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor will be live tomorrow night on this very YouTube channel, but you'll only find the podcast over at the Dynasty Happy Hour. So if you want to see the audio version with me and my contractor guest, you have to watch on YouTube. And if you want to hear it in podcast form, Dynasty Happy Hour, hook that up. So this coming Saturday, there will not be a People's Propcast. We're going to cover the props tonight on the show. Going to be good for you, going to be good for us. We'll help you guys get some better lines. As last week, the lines moved quite a bit on props, the most player prop line movement that I'd seen all season. And that means we'll be giving the weekend keys to the car over to Tyler and Lou. They'll be getting you ready for the weekend full slate of DFS action over at the Daily Destroyer with Lou and Tyler. And just this past week, we broke down the rookie running back class on Monday. And we did some running back rankings from our staff on Tuesday. So you can check all of that out in the archives. And, man, don't sleep on the DWZ, the football network here. Man, if you love fantasy, dynasty, gambling, we're going into rookie content. We're going to be talking about rookie gambling props once a month between now and the draft with me and Dr. Kyle. I want to thank everyone for subscribing to the YouTube. We are 99. You, yes, you could be the 100th subscriber to the Dynasty Warzone YouTube channel. And that's a pretty good number, you know, considering we've only been doing this a couple of months. And looking forward to a big off season. 5-star reviews. We are literally 5 away from being at 200. Our goal is to get to 200 reviews and 100 YouTube subscribers, and we'll give away a random Dynasty Warzone hat from our friends at Viridian Global. If you're watching live, you can see that I'm at DWZ Memphis. He's at DWZ_DrPT. And yeah. We'll just get right into this. If you need us and you're not on social media, you can hit the Gmail, dynastywarzone@gmail. Been actually getting a handful of questions a week, so pretty pumped up about that. But Dr. Kyle, we're going to jump into our weekly review. But as you know, the weekly review is brought to you by our friends at Viridian Global. Did you see the newest dish over at Viridian Global today?
Smoking.
So I'm a long sleeve tea guy. I don't like crew neck sweatshirts. I love a good hoodie, but my favorite thing is a long sleeve t-shirt. So we have
very versatile.
You can really wear them about 9 months of the year. Outside of those like three really hot months of like June through August, man, it's long sleeve tea season with a pair of shorts. That's the uniform, mm-hmm. man. And we have a new Big Bet t-shirt, long sleeve. It's a Champion brand t-shirt, by the way, over at Viridian Global. Has the brand new Big Bet logo on the chest, like a 4-inch by 4-inch logo. And on the back, what's it say, Dr. Kyle? Money won is twice as sweet as money earned. Even if, you know, maybe you play poker, maybe you shoot pool. If you gamble in any way, you gotta have this shirt. And I want you to Google that quote. Money won is twice as sweet as money earned. Figure out where it came from, but you can figure out where the shirt comes from by going to Viridian Global. Veridian, ViridianGlobal.com/DynastyWarzone. Boom. You're right to our collection. Hats, t-shirts, novelty tees like the Hawkamania, and so much more. So check out my buddies over at Viridian Global and get the hookup on a tee. Now, Dr. Kyle, you have not been winning very much money lately as we get into this review. You've been on the struggle bus.
It's been a rough playoffs, Memphis.
Hey, you know, it's not all winners, and, you know, the best gamblers in the world. So yeah. I was listening to a story about a pro over a 9-year span, about 6,000 bets that he has done publicly on this website. He's 55% winners. And the guys who host the website were literally raving about how strong it is to go 55% over a long term. So you're going to have your good weeks. You're going to have your bad weeks. The biggest thing that you can do is when you're cold is turn to a show like this. I listen to other shows. I mean, obviously, you know, if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, we love RJ Bell and Steve Fezzik from the Dream Preview. Great guys. A lot of great content. Very, very humorous. I've recently started listening to the Pro Football Focus Forecast. It's got some gambling related stuff in there. So, you know, when you're cold, turn to someone, but please don't feel like you have to pay for information. There are so many great touts and people out there giving away good information for free that you should be able to turn around a cold streak very quickly. Now, if Dr. Kyle would listen more to me, he would be okay. What you got, DK?
Oh sorry.
I'm number one.
I have one little tidbit to add to that. It was another finger just moments ago, but I switched my one finger to another one finger. Anyway, I was just going to say, you know, even if you don't agree with our takes, because look, the NFL is a game of volatility and momentum, moving parts and pieces. And really, like in any given week, you're if you're choosing a side, you're choosing that side based on, okay, how many times out of 100 do you like that side? And at best, maybe you get like in some sort of computer simulation, like 70 out of 100 feels good, but that still means 30% of the time, there's a good chance you're wrong. But at least listen to all of the, look, I could spew any narrative. We can spew any statistic, but listen to as many as you can. And if one pushes you in the direction you are already leaning, that's great. If one maybe pulls you back from a direction you were a little iffy on, that still has value. Like Memphis said, like 55% was a rave.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just a matter of listening to as many people as you can. Now, I will tell you this. If you enjoy gambling on football, you should have two or three podcasts that you really like about gambling on football. Obviously, The Big Bet, duh, that's why you're here. But, you know, the Dream Preview is a good one. Like I said, the PFF. But don't have too many. So yeah. What I've learned from hosting the Dynasty Warzone, the Dynasty podcast, is that too many of our listeners and too many of our peers that do Dynasty podcasts of their own, they have a tendency to only listen to and read other Dynasty content. I think that's a mistake. You know, get out there and mix in some good football content without a gambling perspective. So a couple that I like, obviously everybody with gambling becoming more and more popular and legal in more states, everybody has to mention it. Everybody's sponsored by MyBookie like we are, promo code DWZ Memphis, or you're sponsored by DraftKings, or you're sponsored by FanDuel. You can't watch a game. My wife and I were watching the games on Sunday, and again, 2 weeks in a row, four straight commercials, four straight sports books. It went DraftKings, it went FanDuel, it went BetMGM, it went Bet3 Rivers. Boom, 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 in a row. But get into some non-gambling podcast like the GM Shuffle, like the Stinking Truth with Mark Schlereth. I love the 3 and Out podcast with John Middlecoff. All of these guys are former players, former GMs, former scouts, and you're just picking their brain for their insight. And what are their takes on the game? And then you take that collective IQ, and that helps you make your overall bet before you do it. And you shouldn't have that many bets. You know, if you're betting 8, 10, 12 games and props a week, you're probably in too much action, to be quite honest with you. We do what we do here for entertainment value. And like tonight, I have like one bet that I really, really like. And the rest of them are what I would consider forced likes. I force myself to like four aspects of these games to give you guys a show because that's what we're here for. So I do want to get into recapping last week. I'll go real quickly. My four-star, my big bet of the week was Tampa Bay +3 over New Orleans. Now they won outright. And I hate to say it, but I still believe it's true. Nobody beats TB12 three times in a season. It is not going to happen. And I say that tongue in cheek, as you know, Drew Brees turned the ball over three times in that game. And then there was the fumble by Jared Cook, but just all in all, I really liked what I had seen out of the Tampa Bay offense over the course of the last six games. Now that was against some less than stellar competition, but that was my four star. And in the rest of my bets, my three star, I had a certain team. Maybe you know them. They were the LA Rams. They were getting 7 points, and I gave those 7 points with the Green Bay Packers. And then I was doing battle with my man, Dr. Kyle here. You notice him slinking down. You know what come to my mind when that happened? I had this.
I see him, Mark. I take him down. That's what I do. That's the way I live.
I know. Listen, you're the guy who taught me all the angles, right?
You know, I saw a mark. Dr. Kyle was a mark, and I took him down. I am now 2 Crossfire prop bets over on him on the season. It felt so good. I barely missed getting home on the over in the Tampa Bay New Orleans game. It was 51-51.5. Depends on where you got your number. Tampa Bay could have done me a solid and kicked a field goal there at the end. You know, get your boy home, but they did not. They got the first down, kneeled it out. But that just tells you how sharp the lines can be, man. You know, this game lands on 50. It was anywhere from 50.5 to 51.5, depending on where you got your number. Pretty damn sharp. And then I had the Buffalo and Baltimore 50 over over 50 points, and that was my other loss. So I went 2-2 on my four forced bets last week, but I feel good because I took your money again. And here's what I got to say. You know, Dr. Kyle's really good at this, but this is what I did to him.
I never go looking for a sucker. I look for a champion and make a sucker out of him.
I made a champion like the good doctor, Dr. Kyle. I made him look like a sucker because he wanted to bump heads with me again, and he lost again. Dr. Kyle, you came into this thing playing Beck, came in this thing playing loser. I know you had a rough week. Talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, my four-star bet, like, I was high on Baltimore, and, I still don't feel bad about picking Baltimore money line, Baltimore plus 2.5, whatever you had them at. Looking back on stats, like, Baltimore really had their offense moved the ball better. They had more yards. They had more yards per play. More shots in the red zone. A couple of Justin Tucker missed field goals, which never happens. Right before that pick six, I believe there was a drop pass that looked like it had touchdown potential, and that pick six sealed the deal. And then Lamar Jackson getting a concussion. So, the reason why it was such a rough week was Baltimore. Like, I like the Baltimore money line, and then them being around the 2.5-3 range. I also had them in a couple teasers. So then when it was 17-3 final, it just buried me, which I own. Like, don't get into it expecting that to never happen. That was okay. I turn the TV off and I go to bed, and everything will be okay in the morning because it's not life changing money. So yeah, my 4-star bet was Baltimore. That didn't go so well. My 3-star was Cleveland plus 10. We'll probably talk about this one when we get to the preview for this week. That obviously hit 22-17. And honestly, like, I put some money on the Kansas City money line after Baltimore lost on Saturday. I was like, okay, we got to recoup some of this with the Kansas City minus 450 to 500, which is not always a great way to make money. And when Patrick Mahomes goes down and leaves the game and the game is that close, you might shit your pants. So have some diapers or toilet paper or wipes. If you're a sensitive fella, have some cleansing wipes nearby, whatever you need to clean up the mess that, but I digress, no pun intended. The Browns covered. And then my 2-pointer and my 1-pointer. My 1-pointer obviously was Memphis. Already mentioned that. Blah blah blah. The Rams, the Packers. Blah, blah. What goes? Okay, so we talked about this, I think, last week about how some games are defined by a play here or there. And I was watching that game, and I'll tell you what, this is when I knew I was dead in the water. And I don't know why, when I was dead in the water or felt dead in the water, I didn't live bet this. I think this is what some of the pros do. Fezzik and Bell, they talk about this. Like, I think that they're great at live betting because they pick up on things early in games. There was the Rams had a 4th-and-1 on offense, 4th-and-1 inside the red zone against the Packers. And there was a false start. And I'm like, I don't like that. It wasn't even like the Jared Goff look or face of like deer in headlights that led me to this. It was literally just this team doesn't feel like it has it together. And I'm pretty sure the drive after that was the Rams put the Packers to 3rd-and-7. And at the end of that play, Aaron Donald was throwing headbutts. And that's when I knew. I was like, Aaron Donald doesn't have a shit together. And I watched it. I was watching it on my phone without the volume on because I was on a trip with my wife, and we were doing husband and wife things. And I saw that and I was like, oh boy, that, like, there's no way that's not Aaron Donald's fault. And then it was first down. And that was, man, if I have to ever say there was a brilliant, brilliant play call at the 1-yard line, holy shit. Put Davante Adams in motion, recognize man-to-man, and then put the burners on him back in the other direction. I've never seen a cornerback so mad at a teammate as Jalen Ramsey was at whoever had the contain on the other end.
The switch, basically. The switch, yeah. Well, you learned a valuable lesson. I don't think that you'll stick to it, but just in case.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
So you've learned a valuable lesson. We're going to get into some live bets again. there's no worse form of conversation than remember when. So we're going to jump into this. We're going to let you know that the this weekend's bets and everything are brought to you by our friends at mybookie.ag. That's our official odds provider. These odds were live as about 4:30. Now, they could have changed maybe a half point here or there, but when I wrote up this show sheet, they were accurate. If you're listening via podcast, all you have to do is hit pause and go into the show notes and just go literally click the link. It takes you right to the sign up page of MyBookie. Promo code pre-populated. It literally does all the work for you. It's exactly how I feel working with Dr. Kyle. He gets that feeling. You know, he just shows up, looks handsome, plays guitar, you know, makes his bets and go home and loses money to me. But it's fine. It's fine. We're a team. Everybody has their role.
It's my way of paying you, Memphis.
It's your way of making me feel good about the work that I do. But if you want to feel good about the bets that you make, go check out our friends at mybookie.ag. There's a promo code. You get up to a 50% sign-up bonus and a couple of other little goodies here or there. If you have any issues, if you're maybe not in an area where sports betting is legal app-based, I use the browser. So does Dr. Kyle. He can help you up. Any questions, any comments, anything you need at @DWZ_DrPT. He can steer you in the right direction. So let's go to the first game. It is 2:30, if I remember correctly, 2:30 Sunday.
Oh, I can't make that. I have a dentist appointment.
On Sunday, you're 2:30? Tooth, get it? 2:30? Yeah, there you go.
Guys, we didn't even plan that.
And it works 50% of the time, it works every time. Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers are going to Green Bay, the old school Battle of the Bay. I'm old enough to remember when these guys were in the same division. And these guys are going to lock horns. It's Green Bay -4 with a game total of 51.5. I have a couple of bets. I have a 2-star and a 4-star ranked game in here. What about you, Dr. Kyle? What do you have in the Battle of the Bays?
So I got my 3-star and my 2-star in here. Obviously, there's only 4 different stars to be had because there's only 2 games with 2 spreads and 2 totals. Let me go with my higher ranked one first. My 3-star is over 51, and 51. I don't think we got to this in the recap from last week. I wanted to talk about it because we saw it in the Buffalo Colts game 2 weeks ago. 51 is very much a key number in totals. Like 27, 24 seems to be a very common denominator there. So I would love to see it get down to 50.5. You know, hopefully some cold weather information gets out there, maybe some wind slightly above 10, but not above 15 miles per hour, and we see it dip back down. But if you look at the trend of these two teams, both teams are very much over teams right now. If we go to the Packers schedule, so Memphis, I think both of us liked the Rams Packers under 46 last week, and I didn't love it. And something told me also, it also had to go with the Rams Seahawks 2 weeks ago. Just something felt like it's the lowest total of the week. Maybe I should bet the over. And sometimes there's something about those feelings that you should follow, maybe. But again, like, we're talking about what happens the majority of the time, but nothing is 100%. We're talking like 55, 45, or 60, 40. You're shooting for the 60, but occasionally you land on the 40, and that's confirmation bias. I digress. But Green Bay over last week, over against the over last week against the Rams, over against the Bears, over against the Titans. Very much an over team. Their defense is not anything to write home about. They're a little bit middle of the pack on both sides of, or on both passing and rushing. And then we go to Tampa Bay. You know, Tampa Bay has a decent defense. They still managed to give up 20 points to this Saints offense, which, you know, Drew Brees very much looking like the older gentleman he is, who should probably hang it up in a year where, you know, he didn't have to play a full season. I thought he was going to bring it at home. You know, we liked his yards over prop. But Tampa Bay's offense, on the other hand, the New Orleans Saints defense was great this year, and Tampa Bay put up 30 points. That might be a little bit of, in medicine or healthcare, we would call like a false positive. Like, But I still, against Green Bay's lesser defense, I like where Tampa Bay's total could be. So 51 points, with the spread, Memphis said four.
Is it down to 51 or is it still 51 and a half? Because last I looked,
it's 51 right now.
51 Packers, flat, okay.
So it's 51 flat, Packers minus 3.5, minus 105. I'll get to that in a second because I owe my boy JC both a cheers and an explanation of what that means. But Tampa Bay managed to put up 30 last week against the Saints. They also put up 31 points against the Washington football team. That was also a game we liked the under in. The Washington defensive line has been dominating offensive fronts and quarterbacks of late, and TB12 had all the time in an evening game. Like, we know it was past his bedtime, and he still figured it out. I very much expect this game to be a little bit higher scoring, obviously, because I like over 51. I guess I'll parlay that into my two-star bet, but I very much like Green Bay laying 3.5. The second it gets down to 3, I'll tell you what, though, I'm all over it. 3 is such a key number. I just feel like – so Green Bay, when they played Tampa Bay earlier in the season, they got out to a very early lead, and that was my best bet, I believe. Green Bay was going to Tampa Bay, and it was either a pick 'em or Green Bay was getting somewhere between 1 and 3 points. And I just felt like Green Bay was the better team at the time. They were just sort of undervalued or disrespected based on their schedule to start the season, and everybody was starting to love Tampa Bay. And then all it took was a Rodgers pick six to really turn that game around, and then there was no turning back. This game's in Green Bay, folks. This is Aaron Rodgers' first home game in an NFC championship in a season where he looks like the MVP. And I will not bet against that. And not only that, but they managed to get the ancillary receivers involved a bit last week. Adams 8, but so did MVS, I believe, and the Lazard King, not the Lizard King, the Lazard King. But not only that, but they got the running game going. And so where I'm at with my analysis of, okay, so how do you choose, like what are the key focal points? Like, I think at this point, I think I like LaFleur over Arians. I think that's a little bit of an edge with where this Packers offense has been dynamite. Yes, the Bucs offense is clicking lately, but I still think the edge goes to the Packers. And not to mention, they are running the ball. Like, and it's not even Aaron Jones. I was watching that game last week. Jamal Williams,
hold on. Wouldn't running the ball be more conducive to the under than the over then? Because those two go together.
But I don't think the path to victory is the Packers running the ball. I think the path to victory is the fact that they are a dual threat.
Well, then why bring it up? If it's not the path to victory, what would be the point in mentioning running the ball?
Because I think that's the advantage over the Bucs, is that the Packers throw very well and they can run the ball very well. And I think that's the, if I'm, you know, tilting the balance beam, I think the Packers get a little bit of an advantage because they run the ball better than Tampa Bay. I also think they throw the ball better. And with the home field advantage and what I think is the better offensive minded coach, I'm taking the Packers. I like them laying 3.5. If it gets to 3, I love it. So quick aside. So minus 3.5, minus 105. That minus. So it came up in the chat today where Aaron Rodgers scoring a rushing touchdown at any time is plus 550. And JC was asking about what does that mean in regards to other books plus whatever. So plus 550 means to make $550, you have to lay 100. Betting $100 makes you 550. If it's negative, to make $100, you have to bet 105. So in this instance, it's minus 105. So to make $100, you have to bet 105. So minus 110 would then mean you have to bet 110 to make 100, and so on and so forth. So the fact that this line was 4 and it was 4 minus 110 means it's now moved to 3.5, and it's moved to 3.5. So on my bookie anyway, if it's generally when the – in Memphis, you might have to fill in the blanks here. But if the line is well set. When it was like plus four for Tampa Bay, minus 110, and minus four Green Bay, minus 110. And then it moved to 105. And then when it moves in that direction, they'll move the juice before they move the line. And because three is a key number, they'll move the juice probably to even money, plus 100, before they move it to, you know, minus three or plus three. And that's why I believe, like, I think the public is just riding this Tom Brady, you know, he is indestructible in the playoffs narrative, and the Packers, for whatever reason, Aaron Rodgers is just like getting hate from whatever.
I see the opposite, man. If you go on Twitter, everybody's rooting against Tom Brady. They don't want to see this man succeed. I feel like all the love is on the Packers.
Insane. That's why it's so weird.
Because he's been in 14, you know, conference championship games, so everybody wants Tom Brady to lose. Look, I'm with you on the Packers minus the four. I don't care if it's 3.5. I don't care if it's four. Obviously, I want the best number possible, but it doesn't matter. This line is completely overinflated based on the first meeting. All that Joe Sixpack sees is that, you know, Green Bay got beat 38-10 the first time they play, and well, like, why wouldn't I take Tampa Bay and the points? Well, I mean, the Packers have an average margin of victory in the regular season of 13.6 points per game. The Packers only had one game where they wouldn't cover a 4-point spread, and that was to Jacksonville of all teams. It was weird. But Jacksonville, they only beat by four.
That was a weird game. Jacksonville had like a short field and like a punt return touchdown.
And you know, they did lose to two of the three playoff teams they faced. Green Bay, they lost to Indy by three, and they lost to Tampa Bay by 28. And again, that's the number to stick out. Their third loss was to Minnesota. So the Packers were 4-2 this year versus teams that made the playoffs in the regular season. So 4-2 against playoff teams. Tampa Bay against playoff teams in the regular season, 1-5. 1-5 against playoff teams. They lost by 9 and then again by 35 to New Orleans. They lost by 1 to the Bears. They lost to the Rams. And they lost to Kansas City all in the regular season. They did beat Green Bay. Green Bay was the one playoff team they beat. My other concern, the collective health of the Tampa Bay skill position guys. You got Antonio Brown's knee. It looks like there's no major damage, but he's still going to be limited. Is Mike Evans 100%? And then Ronald Jones has been limited
never
as well.
Never is the answer to that question.
And the reason why I like the under, now 51 is like the line of demarcation. If it's 51.5, which is what it was when I wrote this show sheet, then I would go under 51.5. I'm not touching it at 51. I almost pushed the cross button bet. That's why I was clarifying what line you were referring to, because Tom Brady will play well, but Aaron Rodgers is not turning the ball over three times. Nope. And there's not going to be four total turnovers by the Packers. That's just my gut feel, because Aaron Rodgers has had 7 turnovers on the entire season. Now, on the offense versus the defense, this is strength on strength. Green Bay has given up the second fewest sacks on the season, and Tampa Bay has the 5th most sacks on the season. And Tampa Bay is 2nd in QB pressure. So this is strength on strength. I don't believe there's a huge weather advantage, even though the Buccaneers are from Florida. The game time temperature per weather.com is supposed to be right around 38 degrees. So you're looking at upper 30s.
That's
nice. It's not like it's going to be negative 17 or something with the wind chill. It's going to be
honestly good outdoor sports weather.
That's going to be very manageable, even for the quote unquote team from the South. So don't let anyone piss on your shoes and tell you it's raining as it relates to this. For me, 51 is the max. I see this being like a 30-21 game, something like that. And I expect a heavy dose of Lenny Fournette in an attempt to try to slow down the Packers. And a couple of these Green Bay losses, how did Green Bay lose? The Colts in the second half, they ground the ball with Jonathan Taylor. How did Minnesota beat him? Dalvin Cook, I have my Hulkamania shirt on in honor of Dalvin Cook and Jonathan Taylor, they were running wild. Lenny could be running wild in this game. I'm going to talk more about him in the People's Propcast version of the show, but that's why I like the under 51.5. Again, 51, not touching it. But I love Green Bay. I'm going to take Green Bay minus the points. I think you're getting an overinflated line. I think this line should be something more along the lines of 4.5, maybe even as high as 6. I don't think Green Bay is as good as they've appeared. They've beat up on the Sisters of the Poor, including Atlanta twice, Detroit, Minnesota. A little of an inflated schedule. Yeah, Tampa Bay. Yeah, and so I apologize. But, yeah, so for those reasons, those are the bets. So for me and Dr. Kyle, we both like Green Bay minus the points. It's currently 3.5. We would love to get it at 3. But I and here's the thing. If Tom Brady wins, I'll be happy with that too. But that's not what my numbers and my process say. I like the under as a forced two-star bet. And let's get into the afternoon game. So let's keep this thing a trucking. We got the Buffalo Bills at Kansas City. Now, I had the line at 3.5. I think it's dropped to 3. Yep. The total is down to the total was 53.0, 53 flat. And so I'm going to take the Bills plus 3.5 as my one star. My forced one star bet is going to be the Bills plus 3.5. And I like the under 53. I'll give you some reasons and then I'll throw it over to the good doctor. So the Chiefs, the first 9 games of the season, so right before their week 10 bye, the first 9 games of the season, Kansas City was averaging 31.7 points per game. Okay, since their bye, they've averaged 26.1 points in the 8 games since. And they've averaged just 20 points a game over their last 3. So this is a team that we often think, man, high-flying, you know, can light it up at any time. And the first two, now it was in the rain, and the weather in this game is not supposed to be bad at all. It's supposed to be around 33 degrees at kickoff at 6:45 Eastern time between these two. So, again, not bad weather. And even if it was, it wouldn't bother me one bit. It's Buffalo, for the love of God. Buffalo. You know, but Buffalo and cold weather go together like cocaine and waffles. But the first meeting between these two in the rain. No, you're going Big Daddy. I was going Ricky Bobby. The first meeting between these two was 43 points in the rain. And even though it's not going to rain, the biggest factor for me, the absolutely biggest factor for me in this game is not Patrick Mahomes' concussion or alleged chokeout, if you believe Jay Glazer. For me, this is all about Patrick Mahomes' toe. Now, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not going to rush for 97 yards in a given game. But a big part of what he does is extend the play. He scrambles around a little bit, moves around, lets his wide receivers or Kelsey get open, and then he launches the ball. If he can't move that well, and when you give us your handicap, you can talk about his toe if you want. I just don't know how he does it. I like what I've seen out of Buffalo. You know, they won ugly against the Baltimore Ravens. They won in a higher scoring game against the Colts. I just don't see this being as high scoring. You know, the average total in a game in the regular season was just a shade under 50. And I think most of the games in the playoffs have been well under 50, at least from so far.
It's funny you say that, and that was my thought like 3 hours ago. And I was like, I have to look at all the totals between then and now, and I didn't. So I'm going to try and hustle and see what sort of math I can come up. Keep talking.
You're good. So that's my handicap. I like Buffalo plus the 3.5. I think even if KC gets them, it's going to be in a squeaker. And I like the fact that I've got the healthier team coming in. The Chiefs did not have Sammy Watkins last week. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire may be back. They've got Darrell Williams and Le'Veon Bell. I'm looking for pass attempt totals for both of these quarterbacks because I think they're going to throw and throw and throw. Now, that will extend the game, but I like the way Buffalo's defense is playing, to be quite honest. I think Tre'Davious White looks like Tre'Davious White again. And I think you'll see a lot of man-to-man coverage on him and Tyreek Hill. And I'll be curious to see how they handle Travis Kelce. But no team has really ever shut these guys down. But, I mean, just go to the box scores. Just search 2020 Kansas City Chiefs on Pro Football Reference and look at their last handful of games. It's not been that impressive. And against the spread in their last 9 games, Kansas City is 0-8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games. So even if Kansas City were to, say, squeak one out 27-24, I still like the fact that I'm getting over a field goal with a really good team, a healthier team. And for those reasons, I'm going Bills plus 3.5, and I'm going under 53. What do you got, Kyle?
So Memphis, my 4-star bet was and is Buffalo at Kansas City under 53.5, because when I was doing mine, it was 53.5, and it's currently 53.5. So if you like the under there, get it now. You know, it's minus 110 on either side, so there's probably no rush to get it, unless we got some high roller listeners. They could it could move the juice.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, Frankie Four Fingers could be listening. Who do we know? But anyway, for a lot of the things you already mentioned, I like the under, especially like, yes, recency bias is a bias, but recency statistics are also recency statistics. And both of these teams are under teams of late. Yes, Buffalo has won their 2 playoff games at home, but they have, as far as Vegas is concerned, underperformed in both games, based on their totals and spread. Their 27 against Colts was an underperformance. And if you watch that game, you very well know that the Bills could have lost that game. And then against the Ravens, they put up 10 offensive points. They put up 17 total points, but 10 offensive points. And actually, if you look at the stats from this game, and yes, these numbers are not, they don't matter in a vacuum, but 340 yards versus 220. Baltimore advantage, passing yards 190 to 188. Baltimore advantage, we'll call that a split. That's, you know, that's not meaningful. Rushing yards 150 to 32. I don't know about Buffalo running the ball. And then yards per play was Baltimore 4.7 to Buffalo's 4.0. So I don't know exactly what's happened to Buffalo in the playoffs. I think they got, let's put it this way. This is my intuition, is they got hot too early in the season. Memphis is shaking his head now.
No. For me, it's the same thing as the Baltimore Ravens. The offense that the Baltimore Ravens plays is much more conducive to the regular season, just like the offense that the Buffalo Bills play is much more conducive to the regular season. The Green Bay Packers. We think of the high-flying Green Bay Packers and all the points they score. They're the 7th most rushing team in the NFL. Only 6 teams rush the ball more than the Green Bay Packers. What you see with the Packers is an efficient passing game based off of a good running game. And that's the thing. When you know Lamar Jackson,
because LaFleur is a McVay descendant, right?
Well, they're both Shanahan descendants. The dad, not the son, but they all work together at some point along the way. But that Baltimore offense, when you're almost one dimensional, you can start to take that dimension away. We'll start with Baltimore. If you watched every snap of that game, what did you see? You saw Lamar Jackson drop back. He looked to his first read. They recovered, scrambled around, looked to his second read. They recovered, and he ran. He did this time after time, more often than not. How did I know this? Because I'm watching intently, because I had over his pass attempts in that game. And it's like, okay, if the wide receiver's not wide open, he's not throwing it. That's great in the regular season when you're beating up on Cincinnati twice. And, you know, you play Cleveland twice and you score 80 points in 2 games or whatever it is. That's great. But in the playoffs, when you're playing better teams that are better staffed with better coaches and better game plans, that shit don't fly. And that's been the problem with the Buffalo Bills as well. The Bills got lucky to get past Indianapolis, to be quite honest. If Josh Allen,
they got a little lucky to get past Baltimore too.
At no point
to a pick six, but you just said all you said about Baltimore's offense. And Baltimore put up more yards per play than Buffalo.
But that's great, but at no point was Baltimore ever ahead in that game. At no point did it feel like they were going to be able to impose their will on Buffalo. And I can't say that. I can't say that.
It was 3-3 at halftime.
I completely understand, but at no point did Baltimore seem like they had a shot to win that game. You know, you were talking about earlier.
They were about to tie it.
At no point did it feel like they had.
After 2 missed field goals. At 3-3, they were about to tie it. You're saying they had no shot to win that game?
No. I said it felt like. You were talking about in the game. At no point did it feel like that game was ever in any danger of being away from Baltimore. And the minute that pick six was thrown, everybody knew it was over.
Yeah.
They knew it was over. So at no point did Baltimore ever feel like they were taking control of that game. It felt like from the first missed field goal to every missed opportunity to some uncharacteristic sacks of Lamar Jackson that it just felt like they never were clicking on all cylinders. And that's what I was referring to with Buffalo. When your offense is so one-dimensional that all you do is throw, well, you know, Dennis, I don't remember his name, Steve Spagnuolo,
yeah,
the defensive coordinator in Kansas, is going to have a game. He's going to have a game plan for
what
this.
Steve Spagnuolo could do this week.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why the reason why I like the under. You know, yeah, you have a limited – not that – I'll take 80% or 75% of Patrick Mahomes over just about every quarterback in the NFL. Every time. But this is a game where there's a lot on the line. And, you know, I like the fact that Kansas City's been there before, but I just think Kansas City continues to walk through raindrops and not get wet. It just feels like they've had it. So I'm ready to talk about some props, man. Let's get into some props. So you have
– I just want to mention, I got Kansas City laying the 3 because I got it at 3. I think I mentioned in the DWZ bet chat this week, I leaned Buffalo at 3.5. It's moved to 3 -105, which means it could get to 2.5. If it gets to 2.5, I really like it. But my one star is Kansas City laying the 3. You know, maybe we figure out, maybe we come to some agreement there, Memphis.
It's 3.5 or I walk.
All right. Then we got nothing.
Important
the half points are, folks.
I mean, it's 3.5. That's when I wrote the show sheet. That's what I was in. So here we go. We're going to jump into some props. I just want to make sure to let you know that the PropCast is brought to you by our friends over at Hate Brand Goods. The goat shorts, another new colorway. Yes, come get my money. The snow camo is going to drop on Thursday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Set in my alarm.
And they are going to restock the Mexican blanket shorts and the original ones that started it all, the floral AFs. They'll be coming up in February. I know you just broke your guitar. So make sure to check out our friends at Hate Brand. That's the HVIII.com. Use promo code Memphis and you can save money on all of your purchases, even new release goods. Again, that's
is it 4 p.m. tomorrow?
4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central tomorrow. Yes.
4 p.m.
Yes. My wife goes, are you really going to buy these? I'm like, I've got every ones except for anything new and the Mexican blanket ones. I missed the initial launch on those because they sell out because they are extremely functional and they're fun. They are fun if they are not anything else. They are fun to wear. I love the looks I get.
I love when I get my clean laundry back and I'm like, where, and this is not a shtick, guys. Like, I fucking love to work out in my Hate Brand shorts. And
follow me on Instagram.
They are awesome. They look like I've been Memphis. How many times have we referenced the floral AF pattern?
You want to get them so bad. You want to get them so bad. And they're all limited edition. That's what makes it cool about them. They're small batch. It's a small company and it's ran by a great dude. And I love them. I love walking into the gym. They have a pair of like duck camo. If you don't know what duck camo is, Google it. And I wore those into the other day and it was like a record scratch moment. It was like, what? But dude, they're awesome. So I cannot recommend them enough. And if you want to see me wearing them, deadlifting, squatting, doing pull-ups in Hate Brand shorts. Uh-oh, he's playing a little Deliverance. Follow me on Instagram at Memphis185. If you want to see me working out in my Hate Brand shorts, you want to see me walk it like I talk it, I'll do a better job of reposting the stories from the gym. So let's do props, man. Went 3-1 last week. I upped the number. Normally, I do 3 props on a given week. But in this last week, I went ahead and did 4 because, you know, why not? It's the playoffs. I had 2 that I liked on one player. We had and another reason before I get into the recap of last week and what I like this week. The reason why I wanted to do this tonight is instead of Saturday is that Kyle, myself, and some of our buddies in the Patreon, we're in a gambling group, if you will. And we waited very unsmartly to get action on Cam Akers. Now, when I mentioned this, when I found this prop on Wednesday, it was Cam Akers over or under 70.5 rushing yards, lay $1.12. When we went to bet it as a collective group on Saturday, on the same book, which was DraftKings at the time, it had went to 70.5 lay $1.24. So the VIG basically doubled in less than 3 days. And the reason why, a lot of people were hammering it. And I also liked Cam Akers over 16.5 rush attempts. He got there almost in the first half. He had like 13 in the first half. And that one went up to 17.5. We actually had to bet it in our group at 17.5, but I got both of those in. But I want to cover these tonight because there's one that I absolutely love. I think it's the prop of the week. I think it'll move very quickly. And I want to get it out there tonight because I think this number moves. DraftKings does not even have this number up. Also had Baker Mayfield over 23.5 completions. I'm sorry, 22.5 completions. He got 23. It looked like he was cruising. He was cruising toward that. And then all of a sudden, he hit the air brakes. And if it wasn't for a wobbly screen to my man Kareem Hunt, we don't get home. But we did. And then the one loser was Antonio Brown over 54.5 receiving yards. He did get hurt, only had one catch. But that's all right, man. 3-1. I am now 28-10 on the season, on my player props over the last 12 weeks. And just think about that. If you'd have bet $10 on every single prop that I have given you, you would have won $280 and you would have lost $100 plus the juice. Let's just call it a nice 110 for easy money. So you would have bet, you would have won 280, you would have lost 110. You would be plus $170 if you had just bet 10 bucks on every single prop that I have given you. I've had a great run.
That's why my retweet is free money every week, Memphis.
Hey man, you know what? But we want to get to these early because I think a couple of these are going to go. Let me get into my first one here. Let me give you some likes real quick. Now these aren't official bets. These aren't ones that I'm putting money on, but these are just ones that maybe you want to do some research on. I like Mike Evans at even money. So you bet 100, you'll win 100 under 4.5 receptions. I like Chris Godwin over 5.5 receptions plus $1.18. So if you bet 100 bucks, you get paid 118 back. Both of those are on DraftKings. I also like, I've never bet many of these or never really that I even recall, but they have these matchup props. I know Monkey Knife Fight does something similar. I like Alan Lazard plus 134 to have more receiving yards than Mike Evans, especially at plus money. So if I bet 100 bucks, I win 134. If I bet 10, I win 1340. You can do your own math. It's a decimal point. You just move that sumbitch around one side to the other. And so those are ones that I like. Almost all of these, I believe all of these are in the early game. I did not love the props that were currently available on the Buffalo-Kansas City game. I looked at Josh Allen over 300 yards passing. You know,
That's a strong number.
It's a big number. And I mean, he didn't do it against Indy, who had been giving up 300-yard passers left and right. He didn't do it last week against Baltimore. It just feels like the playoffs are just different, man. It's just different in the playoffs. So the first one that I love, I absolutely love, and I bet this before I even put it in the group chat, to be quite honest and selfish. I was like, I'll let these guys figure it out and tell me what they want to do. I'm getting in on this.
Smart, because it sometimes take a minute or two to make a decision in the group chat.
Yes, it does. That's what happens when it's the Dave Clark Five instead of just one guy making a decision, like it is when it's my bankroll. And yeah. I bet Leonard Fournette over 42.5 rushing yards on FanDuel. DraftKings still, as of right before we went live on this show, does not have a number on Uncle Lynn on DraftKings. I can only find it on FanDuel. It's lay $1.10. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, lay $1.10. I'm in. I like this number all the way up to 58.5. I would bet this. I bet this at that juice at $1.10, and I'm getting it at 42 yards. Are you kidding me? In the last game versus the Saints with a, I think it's a quad. It's some kind of a soft tissue injury with Ronald Jones. Fournette had 49 snaps to Rojo's 21. Green Bay is middle of the pack in rushing yards allowed. And in the last two games, the playoff games, you mean like when Tom Brady needs to trust you? He had 63 yards against the football team, and he had 93 yards against the Saints. The Saints are a top 5 rushing defense, and he had 93 yards. I think Rojo will still play. I think he'll still be limited. And I think Lenny Fournette, who's a more versatile back. I mean, if you watch the game on Sunday, Rojo missed a couple of easy receptions because he wasn't paying attention. So I think you're going to get Rojo. And if they do get behind, I really think that it'll be Leonard Fournette more involved in the passing game, which just means he's on the field. So, you know, I think Tom Brady, they'll want to run the ball. Like I said, that's how Indy beat Green Bay. That's how Minnesota beat Green Bay, was by running the ball. So I could really see – dude, 42.5 is such a low number. I'll be looking for a rushing attempts prop on Leonard Fournette, because based on 42.5, you would think the rushing attempt number should be around 11 or 12, right? 4 yards an attempt or somewhere thereabout. Man, if it's 12 or 11.5, I'm smashing the over on that too. But official bet, my favorite bet of the week, Uncle Lenny, Slim Lynn, as I've heard him called, over 42.5 rush yards on the FanDuel Sportsbook, lay $1.10. What do you think about that real quick, Dr. Kyle, before I give you my next one?
I love it. I honestly,
you were the one that like, let's just bet this. Can we bet it all?
Oh yeah. I mean, well, what do we got in the quote unquote bankroll? I was like, yeah, let's just throw it all at that one.
Dr. Kyle was just like, man, just fire. We're going to get a number.
Weeks 1 through 17, you got a bazillion options. In the week or the 2 weeks before the playoffs, you only got a handful. And that one just feels like, you know, if you're talking like if you're a half full, 2 unit better, that feels like, okay, if you have to pick one prop this week in all the games, that's the one. With that juice and that number.
That was my biggest personal player prop bet of the year on anyone not named Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, a little chef's kiss.
Baker, the money maker.
Dude, everybody knows that I'm not a fan of Baker and Dynasty. No player, none, no one came close to making more money for me this season than Baker Mayfield. He won for me. He won every single bet I made on him this year without fail. That man's got the Midas touch. I had a season-long passing prop on him. I bet him several times throughout the season. Baker, buddy, I got to send you like a nice fruit basket. All right, here's my second prop, Mike Evans. I have Mike Evans under 63.5 receiving yards. Let me tell you why. So Mike Evans has struggled this year against elite corners. And when he played against Zaire Alexander in the first game of the season, Alexander shadowed him on 19 of 24 total routes. And he got one target. How many targets, Dr. Kyle? One target. And that game, he had one catch for 10 yards. Now, they did get up pretty quickly, and they didn't have to. And I know that going under a player like Mike Evans, who's a jump ball guy, I know that it could take one pass to bury this number for me, but I feel confident. You know, this is a number. He's only exceeded 64, so that's the number that he would have to hit for me to lose this bet. He's only exceeded 64 yards in a game in 7 of 18 games this year. And he's had 5 or less catches in 12 of 18 games this year. You know, Chris Godwin, I'm looking for like a sneaky low key, and no one's posted one yet. I'm looking for like a Scotty Miller over 2 receptions, like a 1.5, like I got down on Van Jefferson a couple of weeks ago in the John Wolford game. You know, when they give you those low hanging bars, I love it. So for me, and he's still going to be limited. I don't know. I know he played through the knee injury last week. He'll obviously play through it again this week. But an elite corner, tough matchup. And that's part of the reason why earlier in the likes I mentioned I liked Chris Godwin over 5.5 receptions. AB is going to be limited. Mike Evans is going to be limited. Green Bay's not great against the slot. I think you'll see a lot of, you know, Godwin out of the slot, you know, working some matchups. So I love Mike Evans under 63.5 receiving yards. This is the same number on my bookie, but FanDuel has it at 62.5. For some reason, if you want to go against me and you like the over, go get the over there, because you can get an extra yard. And every advantage you can get over the dastardly bookie, you do it. So here's my final one, Dr. Kyle. I did not get a chance to post this in the group chat with you guys, but that's okay. It's Aaron Rodgers under 24.5 completions plus 101 on DraftKings, but it's lay 104 on FanDuel. So you get a nickel to your favor if you make the same bet on DraftKings. And guys, I am never not going to do this. As long as you ever listen to me in this show, I'm never not going to give you the best spot to get down on. And if it's my bookie, I'm going to tell you it's my bookie. If it's DraftKings, I'm going to tell you it's DraftKings. If it's FanDuel, I'm going to tell you it's FanDuel. I have allegiance to my bookie. They are a sponsor. They're a sponsor of the show. But I'm also responsible to you as the consumer to remind you to go get the best number possible. Don't ever give up juice. There'll be plenty of good bets to make on my bookie down the road. So why do I like this number? He only had 16 completions in the first game. That was a season low, and he passed the ball 35 times. But what I really like is, and that game's an outlier. I mentioned that earlier in my handicap. Four straight games with 24 or less completions. But they put up a ton of points. I mentioned earlier, Green Bay seventh in plays that are rushes. 44.7% of the time, they run the ball. And, you know, he has only eclipsed 25 completions in 7 of 17 games. To Dr. Kyle's point, they do like to run the ball more than you may realize. And if they're trying to run the ball a little bit in the first half, and if for some reason Tampa Bay gets up in the second half, it's going to shorten the game. You know, I think the number will be close. I think it'll be that 22-23 range. I may even be a sweat at 24, but I really think this is a good bet. I think Aaron Rodgers under 24 and a half completions in the game is a good bet. So there you go, Dr. Kyle. Three people's prop cast bets on a Wednesday, normally reserved for a Saturday, but you're still going to get a podcast on Saturday. You're going to get Lou and you're going to get Tyler doing the DFS slate. What else you got for these people before we get them home for the evening?
I don't do my due diligence as much as Memphis does with the props, but a couple that I saw, because the Chiefs-Bills ones, like, I looked at all of them, I was like, yeah, most of these are atrocious, unless you want to throw like an anytime touchdown on like Kelsey laying 140 or something. But I'm on these quarterbacks who are not necessarily scrambling quarterbacks, but are mobile quarterbacks. Last week, I liked Mahomes over 24 and a half, and he got to 15 before he got injured and left the game on a rushing play. Go figure. And felt like that could have hit. But Aaron Rodgers' rushing number on DraftKings was 10 and a half, laying 110 or 112, I believe, which, you know, more or less is the best you'll get it. So I like that. And I also, and call it intuition, call it, you know, potential for game script with Tampa Bay's defensive front. Like, they get off to the quarterback. I don't know. Like, the playoffs bring out something different in quarterbacks that you don't see in the regular season. It's do or die, folks. Like, I just feel like an Aaron Rodgers, like, rushing touchdown from the five or the six, like the Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay, they rush the passer well and they stop the run well. What better way to give him this other than like a bootleg play action? I don't know. I just, like, I'm a big imagery guy. I'm a big, like, picturing the future guy. Like, I just see Aaron Rodgers rushing into the end zone, holding the ball up, doing one of these, like, this is my touchdown. This is my year. This is my MVP. This could be my Super Bowl. And on DraftKings, a Rodgers anytime rushing touchdown is plus 550. Like, I don't know, 5.5 to 1 feels pretty good to just sprinkle something in there.
No, man, you're that guy at the craps table just banging away at those prop bets in the middle of the table. That's where the casino gets rich, man. I've never been. Here's the thing: if a player's really a good shot to score a touchdown, you're laying $1.82, like you are with Davante Adams, or you're laying, I think it was 168 with Travis Kelce. I'd rather not get in the middle of that prop, because it pays 5.5 for a reason, because the odds of it happening are actually probably 8 to 1. So they'll be more than happy to give you 5.5 to 1 when.
How many touchdowns do you think Aaron Rodgers scored this year?
Rushing?
Yeah.
4.
Correct.
4, if it feels right. So
4,
so
out of 18 games.
So would have been 17 games, because they didn't play. They had to bye the first game. So they played 16 regular season games and one playoff game would be 17.
Correct.
So that it happens, what, once every 22.5% of the time? One out of 22?
One out of five.
Well, you're being generous because it's not one out of 16. It's one out of 17. So it's slightly under. So it happens. Actually, I take that back. It happens. I did it backwards. It happens 4% of the time. Just a little under 4% of the time. Nah, not all.
Oh, no, not 4%. 4% would be 4 in 100. This is 4 in 17, which is 1 in 4. Ish.
I like how you round to your favorite. It's 23.5%. So they're going to give you a 20. They're going to give you 5 to 1 on a bet that you should be getting more than that.
No.
Hey, listen, if you want to go banging around at any time touchdown land, you let me know how long your bankroll lasts. It's hard enough beating them at 110 and 112 to go laying, you know, chasing those odds. But hey, man, it's what we do here in the People's Propcast, and this is the first time I've had a co-host on the People's Propcast. I do have some guests lined up for the show. We're still going to do a show next week. So what we're going to do next week from a Super Bowl perspective, we're going to break down the game. We're just going to break down the game. Maybe we'll talk about some totals. We'll talk about first half bets versus second half bets versus team totals. We'll really get into the nuts and bolts of this. And then the following week will be all prop bets. You know, now Kyle will be telling you to bet the coin flip and the national anthem and the color of the Gatorade.
I believe Mecole Hardman, because the Chiefs are going to win this week. I think his touchdown prop in the second quarter with a backflip will be somewhere around plus 4,600.
Yep.
And that feels like good odds. Last time he scored a touchdown, did a backflip.
You keep bucking those odds, buddy. You, like I said, you let me know how long your bankroll lasts. But he's a knucklehead, but he is my co-host. He is the dirtiest player in the game today. He is Dr. Kyle. You can follow him at DWZ_PT. You can follow me at DWZ Memphis. And remember, not only is money won twice as sweet as money earned, but you can get a shirt that says that at ViridianGlobal.com. And hook it up today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys. Nick Burnett here. Just wanted to kind of give some information on why I joined the Patreon, why I'm part of the Dynasty Warzone team. Downloaded the Dynasty Warzone podcast. It took one day. Joined the Patreon. Reached out to Memphis about a situation with one of my rosters. And the kind of feedback I got was, hey, Nick, why don't you give me a call? We went down my roster, and he helped me pull off a couple moves that put me ahead when I thought I was going to be in rebuild mode this year. And that's just part of what comes with the Patreon. Trade talks, just good interaction with guys that love fantasy football. Whether it's 10 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning, there's always going to be fantasy football talk, whether it's redraft, whether it's dynasty. I joined a couple leagues with the Patreon members, and it's the same thing. Even while we're drafting, we're still shooting ideas at each other. And if that sounds like something that you want to be a part of, pause the podcast now, join the Patreon, and join a great fantasy football group, but more like a fantasy football family.
$1,000 is a cool G, as we call it back home. Are you at liberty to play for that, Stanley? Would you prefer to play for smiles?